This is Dakota Datebook for December 13th. Pierre Gaultier de La Vérendrye was the first known white man to enter what is now North Dakota. He was a 53-year-old fur trader and explorer who set out in the fall of 1738 from Fort La Reine, west of present Winnipeg, to find the Western Sea and the Mantan tribe who lived along the River of the West, the tribe that would become known as the Mandan. Vérendrye and more than 50 men zigzagged across the treeless open prairie as winter approached. His Assiniboine guide took several detours on the journey, eventually leading them to an Assiniboine village where hundreds of natives joined the journey. Eventually, they met a party of Mandan dignitaries who guided the party to their village. It's unclear where the village exactly was. From descriptions in Vérendrye's account, they might actually have been Hidatsas, not Mandans. The tribe welcomed Vérendrye's men to their village, and the old explorer met with chiefs and intended to learn about the area. But his visit began to go awry. His bag of presents was stolen, meaning he could only offer gifts of gunpowder, shot, and needles. His hosts, who had traded with and entertained the hundreds of Assiniboines for 3 days, began a rumor that the Sioux had been seen in the area. This alleged sighting agitated the Assiniboines, who left. Vérendrye's Cree interpreter, who was enamored with an Assiniboine woman, was among them. Meanwhile, the winter season and dwindling supplies meant Vérendrye's men couldn't continue further west. Vérendrye was also very sick and confined to his bed. But on this date in 1738, his expedition left the village to return to Fort La Reine. Vérendrye left behind 2 Frenchmen to learn the natives' language. It was a miserable, cold, exhausting trek. After 2 months, his party reached home. "Never in my life have I endured so much misery, sickness, and fatigue as I did on this journey," Vérendrye wrote. While many traders, trappers, and explorers met the tribes of the Upper Missouri, it was more than 60 years later than Vérendrye that an expedition wintered near the Mandans and succeeded in a journey to the Pacific Ocean. This was the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.